Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Director Amezcua. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Yeah.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Wynn. Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Tran. Here. Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
You do have a quorum with nine directors present.
Have the board swearing in ceremony. Director Yeo will.
No. You can.
Reaffirmation. No penalties for extra.
Just those of us who were just elected. Okay.
Okay, we're ready. I,
Kathy Green,
Roger Yeo,
swear or affirm.
Solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And I'll bear true allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And then I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
I will well and
faithfully, well and faithfully discharge a duty which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Hey, now we're moving to recognition of service for directors Dina Nguyen and Ron.
Madam President, members of the board, recognizing Director Yeo for 20 years of first for Director Roger Yeo. Director Yeo was first elected to serve on the Orange County. Was elected to serve as the 2012 chair of the groundwater replenishment systems. Dr. Yeo is a registered professional. Recognition of his 20
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, John, and thank you, everybody. I'm sorry I'm unable to be present in person today. And John, you were coming in kind of choppy, but I trust that you were saying nice things about me. I appreciate it. So I'm just very honored to be part of this great organization for the past 20 years, and I'm looking forward to the next four. Thank you very much.
Okay. And Director Yeo, we have a nice gift here for you that we'll get to you the next time you come in.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Now for Director Dina Nguyen. Director Dina Nguyen was first elected to serve on the Orange County Water District Board of Directors in November 2014 and was reelected in 2018 and in 2022. A former council member for the City of Garden Grove, she was elected to the Garden Grove City Council in November 2006 and then reelected in 2010. Director Nguyen began her political career as a commissioner on the Garden Grove Neighborhood Improvement and Conservation Commission, where she recommended programs to the City Council to improve and preserve neighborhoods through zoning enforcement, housing rehabilitation, street improvement, and other housing-related programs. Director Nguyen served Orange County for 18 years as an employee of the Superior Court. Presently, she is the principal owner of the Business and Law Center of Dina L. Nguyen in Garden Grove. Over the years, Director Nguyen has lent her support to many community organizations, including the Rotary Club of Garden Grove, the Boy Scouts of America, the Sustainable Community Foundation of Orange, the Susan G. Komen Foundation, the American Red Cross, and more. In recognition of her 10 years as a director of the Orange County Water District, the district presents a commemorative pin as a token of appreciation for her dedicated service. Thank you, Director Nguyen, for your years of service to the district.
Down.
I think, yeah, we want to do a picture, and we have a little
pin here. Make a little comment. It's been my honor to have been working with talented and very knowledgeable colleagues as well as staff, and want to thank you for your work and for your guidance when I need it. Thank you.
And again, I'm sorry I can't be there today due to family obligations for this great photo op.
Not pure gold, so it's okay that it's got bigger. We're not spending public money on pure gold.
Okay.
So, yes.
Recognition of employees for 20 years of service.
Yes, so we have five employees being recognized for 20 years of service. We've thank them for their commitment and loyalty to the district's effort to provide high-quality groundwater to Orange County. I'll mention each of the five employees, ask them to stand up when I state their name. The first is Jason Dadicus for 20 years. Jason, unfortunately, has caught a bug that is going around the office, and he's home right now. But I'll just mention Jason here. Jason's talents were quickly noticed when he began work at Orange County Water District. Within 5 years, he was promoted to the Director of Health and Regulatory Affairs. Currently, he serves as the Executive Director of Water Quality and Technical Resources. During his career, Jason has worked his way up to being an industry expert in water quality and regulatory issues. Jason is often consulted by other agencies for his knowledge and insight on water quality issues. Jason is one of the most knowledgeable people on PFAS issues and has helped guide the district through this complicated and difficult issue. He oversees the research, water quality, and lab departments and the permitting of the groundwater replenishment system. Jason is involved with several water industry agencies and associations, and he is routinely contacted to provide presentations to those groups. Thank you, Jason. Next up is Christopher Freiberg. Christopher, can you stand up? Chris has been at the Forbay for the last 10 years now. He worked his way up from a maintenance technical grade 1 to grade 3 in approximately 5 years. Chris has been a key asset as a senior maintenance technician and helps his supervisor lead the field of maintenance. Chris is currently in the process of earning his California Water Environment Association grade 4 certification and has upgraded his backflow certification through AWWA this year. Thank you, Chris. Next up is Eric Gauthier.
Eric?
Okay. Eric started with the district as a groundskeeper and later took on various roles in water production and recharge operations. Most of Eric's career has been dedicated to working as a plant operator in water production, where he currently serves as plant operator too. Eric has been steady and consistent and always comes to work with a good attitude, willing to take on any task and help others. In that sense, he embodies the district's culture. Thank you, Eric. Next up is Mark Greening. Mark is a very poor golfer.
Out of love.
Mark started with the district as an environmental specialist in 2004 and received several promotions during his time here. He was most recently promoted to his current position as supervising environmental specialist in December 2022. As a supervising environmental specialist, Mark has many assignments and responsibilities, such as managing and overseeing the groundwater replenishment system treatment facility and GWRS groundwater compliance monitoring, managing and preparing the water quality department weekly schedule with assistance from department staff, working closely with other Orange County Water District departments, such as the laboratory, hydrogeology, research, operations, and maintenance to help ensure water quality, sample collection, and field activities run smoothly, supervising 4 full-time staff and the department intern, and continuing to develop his knowledge and understanding of leadership and supervision by identifying and completing outside training courses when available. Thank you, Mark Greening. Next is Linda Koike. Linda began her journey in the hydrogeology department as a GIS analyst, working with the early tools that laid the foundation for the sophisticated GIS systems we rely on today. Back then, the work involved a lot more pen and paper, but one thing that hasn't changed over the years is Linda's steadfast can-do attitude. Most recently, Linda showcased her ingenuity by developing a custom application for field headquarters. This tool enables staff to collect vehicle maintenance data efficiently and has already proven its value by saving the district approximately $20,000 per year in licensing fees compared to a third-party solution. OCWD is very fortunate to have such a talented, hardworking, and forward-thinking individual on the team. Linda, congratulations on 20 years of remarkable service. Thank you for your unwavering dedication and for continuing to inspire all of us with your outstanding contributions. Here's to many more successful years ahead. Thank you, Linda. So what we would like to do next is have the board come down again, and we'll take four separate pictures with four different employees.
Madam President, just maybe with John, if you could reach out to those, I think Jason and Eric weren't able. Maybe they could come at the next meeting and bring the hardware, and then we could at least get a photo. If they want to do it, maybe they avoided it on purpose. But if they are okay with it, I think it'd be great to take a photo.
Chris, you're first.
Thank you. Okay, move on to the election of officers. Will the secretary open the floor for nominations for the board president?
Floor is now open for nominations for board president.
I'd like to nominate Dennis Bilodeau for president.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
Are there any other nominations?
I would move that we close nominations.
Second.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Meeks. Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran? Yes. Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 9 yes votes with Director Amezcua absent.
I need a script or I'm lost. Okay. At this time, the floor is now open for nominations for first vice president. Are there any nominations for first vice president?
I would like to nominate Director Van Tran for the first vice president.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Are there any other nominations? Okay, nominations are closed. Madam Clerk, if you can call the roll.
Call Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran? Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion also carries with 9 yes votes with Director Mezqua absent.
Great. Congratulations, Mr. Tran. At this point, I will open the floor for nominations for second vice president.
I move to nominate Eric Wigan.
I'll second a motion.
Okay. We have plenty of seconds. Any other nominations?
Close nominations.
Okay. Nominations are closed. Madam Clerk, if you can call the roll.
Roll call. Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meek?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran? Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 9 yes votes with Director Mezqua absent.
Great, thank you. So at this point, I will solicit input from directors about committee assignments and such. You don't have to tell me right now, but if you can communicate maybe through the clerk, we'll sort all this out for the next board meeting. Are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Great. That will move us to visitor participation. Would any members of the public like to address the board at this time? And I see no hands online. So we will move on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar consists of items 4 through 21, and they will be passed on one vote. Does anyone have anything they'd like to pull at this time? I see Mr. Wigan light is on. I'm not sure if that was okay.
I'm absent, but I will make the motion.
Second.
Okay, that's a motion to approve consent calendars items 4 through 21. Madam Clerk, if you can call the roll.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meek?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran? Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with 9 yes votes with Director Mezqua absent.
Great. That brings us to the fun item number 22, which is the draft Local Agency Formation Commission of Orange County feasibility study on the consolidation of the Orange County Water District and the Municipal Water District of Orange County. And I believe there's a draft letter in our packet. And I will hand it over to Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. President. So as the board's aware, we previously requested LAFCO to study the consolidation issue, consolidating Orange County Water District with MODOC. LAFCO has completed their draft report, and it came out for public comment about a month ago. LAFCO is requesting comments on their draft report by December 30th. Last week at the Water Issues Committee, we had a presentation, and we showed our draft recommended letter back to LAFCO commenting on their report. There was one comment basically for staff to edit the second paragraph in the letter. If you're sitting at the dais here tonight, you can see there's a hard copy of the edits that we made based on the input we received at the Water Issues Committee. LAFCO will be collecting comments on the report. I would expect LAFCO to maybe get around a half a dozen comments. LAFCO will then decide what comments to incorporate into their final draft report. And LAFCO is estimating maybe around February or March, they would take the final draft report to their commission. And at that time, the LAFCO Commission would just receive and file the report. For Orange County Water District, if we wanted to do anything further about consolidation, then we would bring it back to the board next spring sometime, and the board could decide if we wanted to take any other actions related to the consolidation issue. But that'll be for next spring. This morning, MODOC took their draft report to their board. We sent a copy of that draft letter, so you've seen that. But tonight, staff is recommending that we go ahead and send our modified draft letter to LAFCO and get it in the mail here before December 30. I can answer any questions, Mr. President.
Great. Any questions from the dais? at this time. Seeing none, any questions from our directors that are online? Oh, okay, go ahead, Natalie.
I think, you know, we talked a little bit about the report last board meeting and felt that it was kind of weak in the details. It didn't really delve into a lot of things. It analysis, it made some overarching, well, this could be good type of things. And our response, I'm not sure that it really addressed that well, that it really wasn't detailed. There really are deeper potential issues on this that aren't addressed here that isn't as easy as they're making it sound or straightforward or the legal process or any of that. And I think MODOC's letter probably did a better job in identifying what those potential issues are. So I guess my question is, you know, rest of the board think that our letter needs to be with a little more teeth on the lack of details in the MODOC or in the LAFCO report.
I'll just mention, from our point of view, from staff's point of view, we were kind of okay with the level that LAFCO went. Eventually, if the board were to decide that we wanted to apply to LAFCO to have LAFCO vote up or down on a consolidation, then those additional details would be needed in the application we sent to LAFCO to make sure we're explaining to LAFCO we have looked at all the details and here's how we would address some of those issues. So we would dive down into those details at that time if we were to ever submit an application to LAFCO, because LAFCO wants to make sure you've taken care of everything and the successor agency will be successful. So from staff's point of view, we were basically okay that LAFCO didn't maybe dive down into every detail like you're suggesting.
And from staff's point of view, just in general, is that something that you think staff would recommend, is to move forward in analyzing a consolidation? Because I think there's big concerns missing and talked. I think that there's real problems for North Orange County and securing our source of water, the merger. I also think that the agencies really handle different types of water. I mean, we have a process here that is groundwater, that is managing PFAS, that is all the things that are associated with managing a groundwater basin, which is very different than, you know, dialing up and say, send me to more water if you have it, and dealing with the drought issues and things. So, I mean, I would hate for the work that we're doing here to be sidelined or derailed or even lose any of its priority because it's so important to Orange County.
So staff believes a consolidated agency could work and that we could handle it, but we're not going to get into that until next spring, if at all. So next spring, after the LAFCO report is completely done and received and filed, then we could come back to the board with options. Does the board want to still go down and try to consolidate? Does the board want to take another option and maybe find other areas to work closer with MODOC to achieve some of the goals of consolidating? But that all that consolidation would occur next spring. I'm kind of punting, you know. So tonight,
I understand that, yeah. But I also am concerned with us not at least balancing our position on this, because right now we're going out there with like, oh yeah, that could work, and I don't know that that can work. That's my concern, that we're presenting to the public, yes, this will save you money, and there's really not enough analysis for us to make those kinds of statements.
And the idea was to not have the board make that decision yet until after all the LAFCO work is done. And then we'll have really good information, or a lot better information than what we've had. And the board can look at the LAFCO report, and then each board member can decide, do they think consolidation is a good idea or not? And then the board could give staff formal direction. That was kind of the process we were thinking of.
We're looking at this as a preliminary overview of a consolidation effort,
yeah,
not an analysis of
let's get a
talked about a year ago.
Yeah, let's get a third party neutral objective analysis. So you don't have staff's bias, you don't have MODOC's bias. We have a third party giving the board the best information available, and then the board can make that decision later.
Right. No, that's what we talked about doing last year, and we asked LAFCO to do that. I just don't, I think they fell short of that, I guess is my. Okay, well.
Great. Mr. Council, did you want to say anything?
Just very briefly, Mr. President. Just, you know, it's an MSR, Municipal Service Review, and LAFCO's required to do that anyway. They tend to be more 30,000 feet rather than kind of deep down the analysis. If there was to be an application to consolidate, there's all sorts of requirements that require very deep analysis, especially on cost savings, things like that. So that would happen. But I think the kind of the nature of an MSR tends to be a bit more superficial. Anyway, for what that's worth.
Great. How about online? Any directors wish to comment at this time?
Director Sheldon has his hand raised.
Great. Director Sheldon?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple questions for our general manager. John, is there anything requiring you to bring this item back to us after we vote tonight?
After tonight's action, no, there's nothing requiring me, the general manager, to bring this to a future board agenda.
So if you weren't directed, if you were not directed by two directors or a committee, you wouldn't bring it back. Is that correct?
I would still have the discretion under our policies to place this on a future agenda. I would not have to.
But you, okay. Thank you. Granted, of course, you have that discretion. I implied something I didn't intend to. Thank you. So with that said, I would prefer, my personal preference is to just move this item and stop a lot of, you know, comments that I don't believe are all that accurate and have us go down into a debate about things that we don't know. I would suggest that we move this item and let it be gone. It's lost favor. And if there aren't two willing parties, you can't have a contract. If two willing parties want to make a deal, they'll make a deal, and they'll make a good deal. So I don't see that here. So I'll, if appropriate, Mr. President, when the other comments are done, I'd like to make a motion to for the staff recommendation.
Great, thank you. Any other comments at this time? Or any, do we have any speakers? No. No speakers, okay.
Vaccarelli has his hand
raised. Mr. Vaccarelli has his hand raised. Mr. Vaccarelli, we recognize you.
Thank you, President Belladeau. And thank you, members of the board, for considering this item and also for taking input on the consideration of this item. I appreciate the fact that the letter has already been modified. I would just ask or request you consider the simple deletion of one more word in paragraph 4. The very first word says unfortunately, and to me that represents a little bit of a bias, perhaps, but I may be reading too far into it. If you would consider that context and take Will at your
Okay, Ken, thank you for that input. Actually, I'm not opposed to that. We could actually strike the word unfortunately in the fourth paragraph. That's actually not a bad suggestion. So I'm okay with that. Mr. Sheldon, would you like to make... Steve, you have a question or do you want to make a motion?
No, I'm sorry.
Director Green has a question. I'm sorry.
I would like to be notified when final comes out from. I think you would do it anyhow. Yeah. We would get notice, but I would like of this.
Yeah, And we'll get a final draft that is going to their commission, but that would give us another opportunity to comment if we see anything in the final draft that we think is
right.
Not quite right. Yeah.
I would like to see.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Here.
Director Sheldon can clarify on his motion. Seems to be very anticlimactic with a year's worth of waiting. And
just for the staff recommendation.
There is no, I believe there's not a staff, your staff recommendation other than just pending the final report.
But the recommendation is to transmit our draft letter.
Of course. I mean, the letter is given.
That's just the action that's listed in the agenda, Director.
Yeah, okay, I'm just.
You're right. You're correct. I was just following that.
I'm just thinking two steps ahead.
Right.
Basically down the road towards the spring, as General Manager mentioned, for next year, as to what steps, if any, we are planning as a board to take with the final report. Well,
I heard the general manager state that, you know, it might come up to a future board. We discussed at a committee or no, a board meeting that when I'd raised about public outreach, I think it was stated by my colleagues that we didn't need that at this time, that could go to the ledge committee and then come back to the board. But I don't hear any plans for that to be put on the ledge committee. So
I still think, Mr. President, that it's still very early. I think words like preliminary have been thrown out, which I believe that's part of the reason why this report, we can't really comment limitly on the contents as MODOC did based on its letter to LAFCO. Well, which was very clearly stated where the agency stands with merger. But as the requester of this report, I think we as an agency, we have to meet, or if you will, more more balanced or more impartial, in the sense that we wanted all the information and all the input to come home first before we can make a final decision. And so I just wanted clarification that we're not making any final decisions until the final reports come in with all the inputs are provided within the statutory period of what.
That's correct. Tonight's action is just to transmit our letter back. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
But I would like the addition or just.
To bring the final draft back. That's. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And I'd just like to say that in reading the report, I found it underwhelming and inconclusive, but maybe there's a reason for that. I know that we set about to work in good faith with our partners at MODOC to see if this path would make sense. I don't see a good reason was not identified in my mind. But I hope out of this exercise, we can identify some synergies with our partners and strengthen our standing at Metropolitan, working with MODOC for all of our producers. And hopefully we can work together to identify some cost savings along the way with the sharing of resources and such. So I hope that is what comes out of this. So with that, Mr. Sheldon, I believe you said you'd like to make a motion.
Yes, I believe I did.
Okay. Are you accepting the amendment on the word unfortunately being stricken?
Of course.
Okay. And there was a second, I believe?
I'll second.
Okay. Mr. Wygant seconds. So, Madam Clerk, if you can call the roll.
Roll call. Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
I'm going to vote no because I'm concerned about the tone of the letter.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran? Director Wygant?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion does carry with 8 yes votes, with Director Meeks voting no and Director Amezcua absent.
Great. That brings us to item number 23, which is a Special District Leadership Foundation Certificate of Excellence.
Yeah, we have Mr. Chris Palmer from the California Special Districts Association here.
Great. Okay, we're going to skip Mr. Palmer. We're going to move on to item number 24, which is a very important SAPA update, and I'm going to give it to Director Whitaker.
Thank you, President Bilodeau. At yesterday morning's SAPA Commission meeting, we adopted resolution number 2024-7 in support of the continued investment in planning for the Delta Conveyance Project. That was a unanimous vote. We also received and reviewed the annual comprehensive financial report for fiscal year ended June 30th, 2024. Again, was adopted, approved by the commission unanimously. We authorized SAPA staff to apply on behalf of the Santa Ana River watershed under the Department of Water Resources California Stream Gauge Improvements Program. A funding opportunity for new or upgraded stream gauges on natural waterways, tributaries to the Santa Ana River. We also approved a First Amendment to employment agreement between SAPA and our general manager, Jeff Mosier, with the amended salary increase to $320,000 annually, and authorized the commission chair, or I was actually authorized as commission chair to execute the First Amendment. And then I received a very nice send-off with some positive comments by members of the board as well, since that was my very last SAPA commission. And that's all. Any details are also contained within the packet.
Very good. Thank you, Director Whitaker, for your service at SAPA. That will bring us to the water resources summary.
Yeah, Mr. President, that information is in the packet, and I can answer any questions.
Is it going to rain this winter?
Not looking good, but
no.
Luckily the basin is completely full, so we're
great. Okay, that brings us to item 26, which are the committee and conference meeting reports. Property management, Chair Sheldon.
That information is found in the packet, and I will also inform our board members that the property committee meeting has been canceled for this month, consistent with a really interesting coincidence of years, is that every major holiday, things just sort of slow down. So we will not have a property meeting. That was with my personal consultation with Bruce Dozier. So have a great Christmas and New Year.
Fantastic. Water Issues Committee, Chair Whitaker.
Yes, details are contained within the packet.
And Admin and Finance, Chairman Yeo.
Yes, I believe the details contained in tonight's package, and thanks to Director Whitaker for facilitating the meeting.
Thank you, Director Yeo.
Okay, now we have reports on committee conferences and meetings attended at district expense. And it says, at which a quorum of the board was present. I'm not sure if we had a quorum, but I did attend the Aqua Conference in Indian Wells. I found it quite informative. Would anybody else like to make a report?
I would say this. A format. Mostly I did. So, yeah. Conference, JPR.
Mr. President. As an attendee, too, I found it very informative and well-run, and that venue was especially a nice venue as well.
Anyone else?
Was there a majority of the directors present? Were there a majority of the directors present?
Definitely, definitely. It was a good networking opportunity for me. Be with so many other directors and officials about the state. Just learning, the issues, and it's interesting given how diverse our state is, Northern Southern California, and the issues. The the different districts have in terms of their water needs and the issues that they face on it. That gives you a better perspective on what you're. We're very blessed, frankly, here in Orange County, dealing with some of the issues that other districts or parties have in other parts of the state as well.
Okay. Anyway, I'll Director Yeo.
Yes, thank you, President Bilodeau. I as well attended the Aqua Conference in Indian Wells and had the opportunity to participate and learn some information about the issues happening in the water world. And I also attended a session where our communications specialist, Danny Birch, was a panelist talking about workplace challenges and opportunities for Gen Z. Thank you.
Very good.
I attended as well and will incorporate all the comments of my colleagues.
Well, look at that. Very good. Well, the lights just came on here. Yes, Chris Palmer. Yes. Yeah.
Meetings and conferences.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. One. I hope that OCWD has the shelf space for another award that we just picked up, by the way, all the way from Abu Dhabi, in which I was requested to make the trip, which I was very happy to do so, to also serve on panel, a policy panel, at their IDRA International Congress in the United Emirates, Arab Emirates, UAE, actually. And it's one of those countries in which the cities are more famous, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, more famous than the name of the country. This is an international organization, and I was on panel to speak on policies and regulations there. The event ran from December 8th till 12th, and it was quite revealing and eye-opening for me as a water policy member. In terms of, first of all, in terms of the excellence that what we do as an agency and the recognition internationally that other organizations and authorities have for OCWD. And I say that not without any basis, because actually the organizers told me that there were many applicants for this award, and they've chosen and they've selected and voted for OCWD as well as the Orange County Sanitation District to receive the Excellence Award for our operations. And that is really deserving on our part, in their opinion. Thirdly, what I've learned also from attending this international event, Congress, in which you've met with really water folks from all over the world, and desal is a huge deal. It's all about desalination of water and all the big, basically big bells and whistle projects that they're doing, and the partnership between the government, central government, with many of the vendors and contractors that they have is very different in the format and the way things are done in terms of water quality, water service that are being provided around the world. Very different from what we do here. But at the end of the day, you know, we all share about providing quality service, water service for our residents and constituents, and also at a efficient and reasonable price. And that's what's important, and providing safe water and quality water for our residents. And that's the objective. And frankly, what I've realized, and I think we can all take pride in the fact that we don't need to do or promote a lot of these big bells and whistle projects, but be good at what we do. What the people and the residents assign us and entrusted us as a water governing body to do on a daily basis. And that's what's important. And that's what they all care about. Because a lot of these countries, they don't have, especially in the Middle East, you know, they just don't have the water. And they have to be very, very innovative. And it's very costly. But that's what they're looking at. And they're looking at other projects as well. And then we don't have to go through all of that. But it was an eye-opener to see how other countries and jurisdictions deal with the issues that they have, that we are once again so blessed in this area of the world that we're complaining about the lack of water. Well, guess what? In Abu Dhabi during the summer, temperatures get up to over 130 degrees. June, July, and August. So go figure. So it was great, and I'm happy to carry back this very heavy award, and we deserve it. OC San is part of it as well. So congratulations to OC San. Thank you for the opportunity.
Great, thank you, Director Tran. At this point, we're going to go back to item number 23 and recognize Chris Palmer, who's going to approach the microphone. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, everybody. Happy holidays. Sorry I was late, but I was at OC San. Their meeting started at the same time. So my apologies for being late to everybody. My name is Chris Palmer. I'm the Senior Public Affairs Field Coordinator for the California Special Districts Association. But tonight I'm wearing my Special District Leadership Foundation hat to honor Orange County Water District on earning the District Transparency Certificate of Excellence. SDLF is CSDA's 501c3 educational arm, which is dedicated to promoting excellence in special districts through recognition programs like this. We have five of them currently, three for individuals, two for districts as a whole. And this particular program was created in 2013 as an effort to promote transparency in the operations and governance of special districts to the public and to provide special districts with an opportunity to showcase your efforts in transparency to your customers. Now, to earn this, kudos to your staff. It's a lot of work. It's like a 40, 50, 60 page application. There's a lot to do. So kudos to your staff in putting all that together, submitting it. And so in earning this, it means that your district has completed a comprehensive transparency checklist that includes general website and outreach best practices, demonstrates your district's tangible acknowledgement of your transparency efforts, shows your district's commitment to being open and accessible to the public, and displays your commitment to engaging the public and creating greater awareness of your activities as a district. So why is this important? I don't think I have to tell anyone here, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So the public has a right to access and to open government, and special districts, regardless of size or type, are public agencies using public funds to provide public services. And at the end of the day, the district's business is the people's business. And the transparency means that your district is open, accessible, you engage your community, easy access to district information via your website, social media, and transparency allows for accountability. So on behalf of the Special District Leaders Foundation board and staff, it's my honor to honor you on earning the District Transparency Certificate of Excellence to Orange County Water District, recognizing your efforts in promotion of transparency in operations and the governance of your district. So congratulations to all of you.
Thank you, Chris.
So the actual certificate is in transit. So we kind of got this done really quickly for you guys, but so that is going to be here. So maybe at a future board meeting, we can take some pictures and do that kind of stuff. But I did want to be here to honor your district on earning the Transparency Certificate of Excellence. So congratulations to everybody.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, that moves us to verbal reports, the President's Report. I just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays. I'm fortunate my my three children are coming home, so I'm looking forward to that. General Manager's Report.
A couple items. I wanted to mention we were asked by a nonprofit in Ukraine to be part of an expert panel to help them modernize and rebuild their water systems. It requires no travel to Ukraine. It will be done like maybe quarterly meetings on Zoom. We'll be part of a technical panel giving them advice. And and modernizing their water system. Lastly, I believe it's Director Whitaker's last meeting, and just wanted to thank you for your years of service. You're thought of very highly by the staff here, and you and Linda will be missed. So, okay.
Great. Are there any director's reports at this time? Director Meeks?
I just want to thank Director Whitaker. I know he's put a lot into this and so many other committees, and he will be sorely missed. You are a great resource for all of us.
And Director Green?
Yes, I too want to thank all of his efforts. Come and get involved and have been. And we really are grateful and really worried about how we could ever replace you. Happy holidays to everyone.
And before you speak, Bruce, I just want to tell you thank you as well. And I've seen the Fullerton City Council move at glacier speed, so you never know. You may be around a bit. So, but thank you for your service, Bruce. It's been fantastic.
I think a lot of people know this was my third time to Orange County Water District. And fortunately, this has been the one that I've been most appreciative of, because I was able to complete a four-year term here. Those of us who are part of the three cities, including Natalie over here as well, thank you so much for helping to reinvigorate that group as well, and your city of Anaheim for doing that. With the ebbs and flows of city councils and the changes in majorities in city councils, the first two times that I joined up with OCWD, I was unplugged before the completion of those terms. So this one has been very ingratiating, and I appreciate to everyone who's done that. I was fortunate this time to serve as chair of SOPA the last couple of years, and along with my appointments to OC San and to LAFCO, I've been on almost every side of all of our issues, and it's been very edifying for me. And so I feel, even though it's sad to leave, I will always appreciate all the really brilliant minds here. And I know Director Tran talking about the international recognition. I told him a short while back we were talking, and he said, of all the boards and agencies and everything you've worked on over time, and I've worked at County of Orange and State of California as well, he asked which was the premium one. And I said, in my opinion, OCWD is the platinum of all of those boards and agencies. So it's been indeed an honor and a privilege, and thank you all very much.
Okay. General Counsel report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one closed session this evening for a conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9A. Case of Orange County Water District versus 3M. And I recommend we recess to closed session at this time.
Great. Thank you.